Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Hi, Connie.
Shout out to Connie.
Hey, Connie, you're doing your thing and you're doing it well. Look at you, Connie.
Woo.
Woo, Connie.
Ric Flair.
Woo. Oh, boy, that guy. He's in trouble right now.
Is he?
He said some things that weren't great.
Why do he, like Hulk Hogan did
well,
that?
Yeah, it was a Dark Side of the Ring episode where they were like, hey, this one time Ric Flair was really inappropriate with a woman.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Does that surprise anybody, though?
No.
Okay.
Good. Absolutely not. But it is unfortunate.
It is. I agree.
Shout out to someone else, Fernanda Cabarello, who has interacted with every single Tapes and Scowls post on our Instagram since we started it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, all of them. So she's real cool, so I'm giving her a shout out.
Shout out. Shoot, you need to mail her an AOL disc.
Man, maybe I will. Get at me, Fernanda. We'll get on it. I got to find one of those things.
Mad_dog_Tim on the Twitter. Hit him up. Get him that info so he can get you out an AOL disc.
I will somehow make that happen. I don't want to shatter the illusion since you're here from day one.
Yes,
but,
seriously.
We'll see. Maybe she'll know. Maybe she's just like polite and likes it all. Maybe we'll
that's possible.
It.
We'll find maybe. Out.
We're going to find out.
Yeah,
you're sure. On the spot the, now.
If under the Instagram post you'd be like, where's my AOL disc? You know you're in trouble.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't worry. We got a warehouse full.
Ah, that's true. Well, Connie, I hope you're well as well. Let's talk about movies, Connie.
Yes.
Would you like to go first? Or would you like me to go first, Max?
I would like to go second.
All right, then we're going to do this now.
Okay.
This is a thing I watched because you told me to.
Holy shit.
We're doing Psycho Goreman.
Psycho Goreman.
Psycho Goreman.
Oh my goodness
PG.
Gracious. PG.
Psycho Goreman.
Yes.
The year 2020.
Oh,
I watched it in the July
of 2021.
Of 2021.
A much better year for everyone.
Yes. It's a better July for sure.
A better July.
The IMDb minutes, 1:35, genre comedy, horror, sci-fi, directed by Stephen Kostansky.
Your boy.
He's my boy.
He is.
He is my boy. Manborg.
Manborg.
Starring Nita Josie Hanna, Owen, I think, Meyer.
Sure.
And Matthew Nienaber.
I like it.
All those people are great. Your IMDb movie summary. After uncovering a gem that controls an evil monster looking to destroy the universe, a young girl and her brother use it to make him do their bidding.
Yep.
My bullet points. Max, the movie. This is just like Max's movie. Everything Max loves is this movie.
It's really bizarre.
My second bullet point is ball is the sport of the future.
I think so.
I loved how in this movie, the little sister basically leads the family, including the older brother. It's kind of like a spin on the tropes. Like
yes.
The little sister's almost always useless in the 80s, and it was like, I'm following my big brother around, and like maybe I scream or maybe I scare the monster.
Agreed.
But like I don't actually do anything.
Yep.
Maybe with the exception of adventures and babysitting.
Yeah.
And it's kids go on an adventure for a new generation, and there are creature suits that are astounding.
Some really cool ones in here.
Oh man. So I went and bought this the day I saw it because I was just like, oh, Max said I had to watch this, so I'm gonna.
Yeah.
But then I felt bad because I was like, oh, but that means I'm going to get to it first.
That's okay.
So I told Max that I watched it so Max would have opinions formulated in his brain.
Yes.
So Max, do you have opinions formulated in your brain?
I got a few based on your bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I'd like to add on about the lead character, the sister character, mm-hmm. is she is abrasive and annoying. And
yeah.
that's a really bold choice to make the lead protagonist.
Yeah, she's tough.
She is. She has a no bullshit attitude. She will screw you over. She will lie. She will harm her older brother. She does not give a fuck.
Like the older brother's kind of the stereotypical brother character. He's not that awful. He's just kind of a dork.
Yep.
But she is just like, shut up, do what I say. We're doing this now.
Yeah, exactly.
And ball.
Yeah. Yep.
So Psycho Goreman show up. They've discovered the gem through ridiculous scenarios, and they realize that it's like a monkey paw or a genie kind of effect. Like they have control over him.
Yes.
And they just make him do stupid things.
I love how inspired by like Wishmaster and Hellraiser Psycho Goreman is.
Yes.
He comes from the planet Gygax, which if you're a D&D fan, you totally get that reference.
Yep. Shout out to Gary.
Yes. But not his son.
Yeah, not that guy.
No.
Shout out to Connie. Really good stuff. Really good stuff here. And I love the fact that, like, if they're making him do something stupid, he's just cursing at them the whole time while he does it.
He's just like, I will eat your intestines.
I will eat your eyes through your brain socket.
Yeah,
you know, like, whatever
awesome.
He says. It's so
it's
good.
It's so awesome.
I know you hated the dad character.
Oh, my God. I hated him so much.
I loved the dead character. He is completely worthless.
Oh, he's worthless.
So when he first shows up, you're like, is he worthless or is he just like unfortunate?
It feels like he's almost fed up with things, and he just kind of like is just like, I just can't. I'm burnt out. And then you realize he's just a loaf.
Yeah, he is a loaf, 100%. And every time there's like one or two times, like he tries a little and it's like, no.
Yeah.
So maybe he's both.
It's interesting because the characters, somehow he manages to make them arc through the film, which is really interesting. Like they do everything. They accomplish the things they need to accomplish, which is surprising for a movie called Psycho Goreman.
The end climactic battle I loved.
Yep.
I was kind of hoping it would go in that. I don't want to say I predicted, but I was like, I hope they do something with this again.
Yeah.
And they did. And
there's so much happy. Of it, so much set up with the crazy ball that it had to pay off at the end.
Yeah, so good.
Love it.
Man, I don't know. The suits were bonkers.
So cool.
The aliens watching from a distance were pretty funny. It's like a council of aliens.
It's just, man, the money they spent on creature suits. And I know that's, what's his name? Kostansky. Yeah, his forte and his background was in special effects. That's all you could do, man, work so cheaply.
Right.
And then, you know,
but this is like another level.
It is. He got actual some money. He's like, holy shit, I can actually do some stuff now. Yeah. Like The Void was a great showpiece for him as well, which you haven't seen yet, right?
No, I still haven't. That's the only bad part about this podcast. I'm like, I don't got time to watch things that Max tells me to. I gotta watch things we haven't talked about yet.
That's right. It is brutal. There's a couple movies we talked about. Sam wants to watch one of the movies because you talked about it. I'm like, I don't got time.
You got time. You've got time. You've got a bunch in the can. I don't want to hear it.
I'm busy. I'm a busy man.
I know. I'm busy too. There's no time on these days off.
No.
I had to fight just to come here.
I'm sure you did.
I fought all the way to the cars, punching people. Punch.
Throwing balls at them, making up rules.
Yeah. I don't understand. Just do it.
Yep.
And the absolute favorite thing is the very end of this movie, which of course I'm not going to spoil.
Right.
But just the way that it completely ended was just brilliant.
But I will spoil for everybody that there is a wrap that explains the plot of the film at the end. Yes. So we haven't sold you on this yet.
Yes.
You're welcome. I just sold you on the film.
I forgot about the rap. The rap is splendid.
Oh my God. It is so good. It's such an homage to the late 80s, early 90s when that happened at the end of almost every family or slightly above, like young teen film. Yeah. Oof, my goodness. Loved it.
So good. So let's see if these numbers make you happy or not.
Okay.
IMDb. 6.3.
Not happy with that.
Rotten Tomato critics. There's 83 critics. You want to guess?
I'm going to go with 70.
92.
Holy.
How surprised are you? I know. The audience, 250 plus, 62%.
Okay.
I gave it a 7.5.
Nice.
And the wife gave it a 6.5.
I'm kind of shocked the wife watched this with you.
She was all about, I was like, I bought it. So I physically had it in front of me to show her. It's got like a shiny cover on the DVD awesome. And everything. I was like, we're doing this. She's like, yeah, I can see that we have to.
Yeah.
This looks like a thing. It's not worth fighting you. We're doing
it. You spent your money on it. So I guess.
Yeah. Oh, you're all in?
Yeah.
You came back excited? Uh-oh.
And I tend to agree with you. I'd put it at like between the 7 and 8 realm for sure.
Right. And if you're just totally not into this and you're watching it, I think a 6 range is probably right for those people.
Yeah.
It's weird that you're watching it, but
yeah,
maybe you're just like, with that name, I got to know. Good, right, Connie? You. Connie, what do you think? Let us know.
Yeah. Hit us up. It's like a Goreman.
That's right.
So I got a movie from 2018.
Do you?
I do. Nice. I don't got it, but I watched it.
Oh, okay.
It's called Peppermint.
Oh, Peppermint, okay.
Peppermint, yeah.
Peppermint.
I watched it on the 22nd of January, 2021. It is 1 hour, 43 minutes American. Ooh. It is an action film, and it was directed by Pierre Morel. It stars the Jennifer Garner, the John Gallagher Jr., one of my favorites, and Juan Pablo Raba.
That name sounds familiar.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Should it?
You'd know the face if you saw him.
No, okay.
For sure.
That sounds right.
The movie summary here is 5 years after her husband and daughter are killed in an act of violence, a woman comes back to seek revenge against those responsible and the system that set them free. Her name somehow is not Frank Castle.
Oh, it's Peppermint Patty.
It is. And your bullet points on this movie, Chuck, hyper cliche, aggressively tone deaf. This film has no heart, no message, and nothing going for it in terms of action set pieces. It is somebody, like, it's like somebody read the elevator pitch to The Punisher. Mm-hmm. It was just like, holy shit, this would be awesome. Almost feels like Jennifer Garner did, where she was like, holy, she produced, I was a producer on this film.
Okay.
So it feels like she was just like, this is the most original thing I've ever heard. Let's just steal scenes from every action movie.
Yeah.
and I'll be the Punisher.
Every now and then these kind of movies come around where it's like a bigger actor or actress and they're doing these movies that you just wouldn't expect.
And I think for that reason, like maybe she saw Atomic Blonde.
Sure.
And she's like, The Ron can do it. Why can't I do it?
There's a reason.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because she's Charlize Theron. That's
she can do no wrong.
And that movie was so interestingly directed and they just really swung for the fences on it. This one, they certainly didn't attempt to swing or have ever heard of a fence.
See, I almost watched this movie and I was like, I don't think so.
No, you made a wise decision. This was a Sam choice film and it was a pooper.
It happens.
Big time pooper.
It totally happens.
So there's just nothing worth watching here. It's painfully cliche. It's just so bad. And they try to put twists in and things to make you go, oh? And like, not even John Gallagher Jr. can save this movie. And I think he's awesome. And he just can't.
What about just plain old Gallagher?
I would rather watch him hit a watermelon, like a lot, like for the length of this movie. So 1 hour, 43 minutes of just the same clip of Gallagher hitting the same watermelon. I'd be happier with that, I think.
Well, those people are so happy when they hold up their little tarps.
They are. They're thrilled to have some business. Like, oh my God, it's interactive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I put the thing up. You go back down.
So IMDb, as generous as they are, somehow gave this a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 151 critics. Do you want to take a stab at their...
But it's Gardner. I'm going to say 70%.
12%.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. 12%. Audience, 2,500 plus gave it a very, very favorable 70%.
There it is.
So, yep. I gave it a 3.
Yeah.
Because it ain't good.
Don't sound good.
It ain't.
I passed.
Yeah.
So, I passed. Did Sam also didn't like it?
Sam also, yeah. Not probably about the same, I'd say.
Maybe a 4.
Maybe a 4.
Maybe a 4.
Maybe a 4. So Sonic the Hedgehog bad. It's in the same ring.
Ooh.
Punching it out.
Hey, punching them rings. Well, speaking of abysmal pieces of crap, I got a movie.
Okay.
It's from 2021.
Okay.
And I was excited to see it. It's Space Jam.
Oh, I thought you were
A New Legacy.
I thought you were going to say Mortal Kombat again.
Yeah, we're going to do it again because I like seeing that strain on your face. No, Space Jam, A New Legacy. Did you catch this?
I would not. Could not.
It's a good move. July 27th of 2021. Got an actual date on that one because I was so angry. It's an hour 55. Genre animation adventure comedy directed by Malcolm D. Lee.
Okay.
Starring LeBron James, Don Cheadle, and Cedric Joe.
Mm.
There's a lot of other people in this as
well. Oh, yeah.
But your IMDb movie summary. A rogue artificial intelligence kidnaps the son of famed basketball player LeBron James, who then has to work with Bugs Bunny to win a basketball game.
Of course he does.
My bullet points.
Can I ask you before you get too far into this? How do you feel about Space Jam? OG?
I enjoy Space Jam. Okay. In fact, I wanted to watch Space Jam again.
Okay.
And do it. I was probably going to do it right after this, but I was so sad.
Wow.
I was just like, I can't.
Can't with cartoons and basketball right now. Just cannot
I just can't.
Wow.
I can't, even though I know I'll like this so much. I think I have that on DVD.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. I was just like, I just can't. I cannot.
That's depressing.
It made me very sad. And like, there's moments, there's a few jokes that I genuinely chuckled at, but there's literally like 3.
Yikes.
So, my bullet points. LeBron is okay. The child actors are okay. And Don Cheadle, I enjoy him. He's way over the top.
Right.
He is the artificial computer glitch kind of thing going
on. Okay.
Essentially, LeBron's kid wants to develop a game. He's big into video games. It's a basketball game.
Okay.
And LeBron's just like, you got a basketball, kid. You better basketball. And he's like, bad dad.
Right.
And he has the typical arc of, I learned that I should support my kid over the thing. I mean, his kid is good at basketball.
Like, my kid doesn't have to do my thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get there. But only Bugs Bunny can show him the way.
Of course.
Bugs is a depressing mess at the beginning of this.
Interesting.
He is the only person that is still in the Looney Tune world. Everybody else has been shipped off to other movies and other worlds and properties that Warner Brother owns.
I've heard that there's like every Warner-owned IP is in this movie. It's Ready Player One.
It is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yes. The Looney Tunes are awful.
Whoa.
And I love them.
I know you love them.
Love the Looney Tunes. They absolutely suck. In this movie.
That's like to take, and I mean, like, we've talked about some of the older Looney Tunes movies on the podcast, and we've talked about like some of the near misses, like Joe Dante's Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Right.
And at least those were lovingly looking back on Looney Tunes, where this just feels like they're exploiting Looney Tunes and trying to see if there's any, like, they can wring out just another couple nickels out of the Looney Tunes.
So there's I'll tell you, because this movie is awful, I will tell you the few times I laughed when they're going from property to property to try to get the Looney Tunes.
Right.
Mad Max is in it.
Okay.
And it's Wile E. Coyote.
Okay, that makes sense.
The dude with the guitar and trying to catch the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. That made me chuckle. Everything Wile E. Coyote was actually good.
Oh, nice.
But like, you know, the granny's in the Matrix and she's Neo and it's like, oh my God, what are you doing?
Yeah, what year is it?
And then they're losing terribly and he's like, I did it, I found Michael. And it's Michael B. Jordan, not Michael Jordan.
That's a good joke.
And he's just like, I was just watching the game. I don't know why this guy wanted me. They're like, well, can you play basketball? He goes, no.
That's a good joke.
But everything else is awful. All the properties are in the stands watching the game.
Why?
And they're all clearly people like loosely dressed as these characters and blurred out a little bit.
Oh my.
Like you see like the Penguin from like 66 Batman a bunch. You see Pennywise. Like why would you put Pennywise?
Why is Pennywise in this
That's
film?
What I'm saying. Pennywise is clearly courtside.
Yikes.
Like there's a lot of strange decisions here.
Oof.
Iron Giant, like there's like it's cool that they referenced a bunch of things,
right?
But man, it was very it was
Warner Brothers gone. Remember, we own this. Do you like this? We own this.
We don't like it.
It's oof. Yeah, that's rough.
But the Looney Tunes being so terrible really irked me.
That's fair.
And that's it. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, good enough.
It's just bad. Really bad. Oh, The Wizard of Oz. That was another one that was in there a bunch.
Sure.
I mean, the story makes sense. It's just really bad. IMDb gives it a 4.4.
Oof, that's low for IMDb, too.
The critics at Rotten Tomatoes gave it 26%.
Okay.
The audience gave it 79%, 1,000 plus.
Generous, generous audience.
I gave it a 4.
Okay.
My wife gave it a 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. Please don't do it.
Okay.
And it makes me sad because I feel like LeBron was fine and a lot of these people were fine.
Right.
The movie is just poop soup.
Right. When you say that the bad guy is Don Cheadle and he's really hamming it up, you're like, oh, I'm in.
No, he was great.
Yeah. But that's such a, like, you know what I mean? Like, could they have picked a better person to be the villain in this film? Absolutely not. But
and like how he slowly turns into the villain is good because he's kind of like, well, why don't people like my idea? And it's like he just loses it.
Right.
Which classic.
Yeah, it's a good idea, and just they work so hard to get in their own way. But it's just like, how about branding? Branding and branding.
So much branding.
How about 1999, a simpler time?
Such a better time. What do you got?
Simpler time. We're going to party like it.
Huh.
I watched this film on the 29th of January, 2021, and it is one of my favorites.
Ooh.
It is Galaxy Quest.
Ah, Galaxy Quest. Some more Tim Allen for you.
Tim Allen. Yeah. It is a sci-fi comedy. It was directed by Dean Darisot? Sorry, Dean. I wrote it poorly. It could be a P. I don't know, buddy.
We still love you, Dean.
Parasite? I'm going to go with Parasite. Starring Sigourney Weaver, Alan Rickman, Tony Shalhoub, Tim Allen, freaking one of my favorites of all time, Sam Rockwell's in this film.
Oh, man, so good.
He's so good in this movie.
It's been a while since I've seen this.
It is so much fun. I literally watched this because I told Sam about it, and she's like, I'd watch this movie.
You're like, good, we are then.
Yep, I love this movie. So the summary of this movie is the alumni cast of a space opera TV series have to play their roles as the real thing when an alien race needs their help. Now the crew must play for real to defend the alien race and Earth from a reptilian warlord.
It happens.
You hear about it all the time.
Yeah, Connie just told me about that the other day.
It really happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just commonplace at this point.
Just every day.
COVID-19, alien warlords.
Yep.
That's all you hear about on the news these days. My thoughts on this movie is this movie tonally is like pitch fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The old throwbacky stuff that's supposed to look like Star Trek is fantastic. Like they're so perfectly on the nose with it. Every single actor you can tell has this really like high admiration for what they're doing. I love Tony Shalhoub in this movie.
Great.
He's so funny. His like his throwback stuff is so good. Like him looking slightly off from camera is so fantastic. The cast, everybody, every single person in this cast is like you could not have cast this film any better than they did. What are they called? The Thermians are all wonderful. They're so funny. It just everything feels great. Everybody's playing off each other really well. Alan Rickman is so good at being completely fucking miserable.
Yeah,
through 2/3 of this movie. It's so funny. Like,
Alan Rickman.
Oh my gosh. Just like he's so funny and watching the continuity with his headpiece is phenomenal in this movie because he's like the what's the guy from Star Trek Next Gen with the big head. Worf, right?
Worf.
Worf. He's basically the Worf of this movie. He's got this giant prosthesis on, and through the movie, it's getting more and more worn down and worn down. So like his hair is starting to come through it. It's losing. You start to see the blending edge, and it just gets shittier and shittier and shittier through the movie. It's so funny. Everybody has a little mini arc in it. Nobody feels super cliched. It's really touching on like these actors who are clinging onto the con circuit to kind of hold on to the last vestiges of their careers. And you have people making fun of them, and that kind of breaks Tim Allen at a point. And Justin Long's in this movie, and he's super young, and he's a big fan. It's so good, and his admiration for the movie pays off. Like every little setup has a payoff in this movie. It's so cleverly written. Mm-hmm. It's so well developed. The music is tight. The special effects are really good. The fact they do the old crummy version, and then they do the really cool actual real version of everything is just, man, it's so good. It's so thoughtful. It's funny. They put them in all these great situations that are tense, but really humorous.
That's great.
It's so good. I love this movie. It's so much fun. IMDb gives it a 7.3 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 126 critics give this a 90%.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, this movie's great. Audience, 79% out of 100,000 plus. I give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Ooh, nice. It's
so good.
I wondered if it would be that high.
Yeah, it's that good.
That's great.
Yeah. Love this movie.
I love you.
I love you.
Aww.
And I love all of you. So tune in next time to Tapes and Scowls.
Wow. Why haven't we ever ended like that before?